Hello and welcome to Stateside. So glad you're with us today. The state legislature begins the new session today with a lot of fresh faces, and that includes the new Speaker of the State House. We'll introduce you to Tom Leonard. Also later in the hour, we talk with a senior EPA official about the big meeting in Chicago on Flint and what's ahead for the beleaguered city. But first, a report from the Auditor General says Michigan's unemployment insurance agency is not doing enough to collect delinquent taxes from employers. Now, this comes after the agency director was reassigned last week after it became clear tens of thousands of Michiganders were falsely accused of unemployment fraud by a faulty computer program. And yet the state, led by Attorney General Bill Schuette, is fighting a class action suit filed on behalf of the victims of this computer system. Let's sort this all out as we welcome Paul Egan of the Detroit Free Press. Paul, tell us more about the Auditor General's report from today. What has not been happening?
They haven't been doing a good job of going after employers that don't pay their unemployment tax. And this is a tax that employers pay based on how many employees they have. A certain percentage of their payroll goes towards paying unemployment insurance benefits when somebody goes out of work.
So at the same time the unemployment insurance agency isn't doing what it should to collect unemployment taxes from employers, we find out it went way too far in accusing unemployed Michiganders of cheating the system.
Right. And in terms of going after the employers, these were findings that were made 5 years ago, that there was a very comprehensive audit that found. It was interesting because the agency said, well, we didn't have enough staff, but the auditor found that, you know, they spent all kinds of time filing liens. When an employer is behind on their taxes, one of the things that you can do is put a lien against their property so that they wouldn't be able to sell the property without paying what they owed first. But what the auditor found at that time was that they were filing all kinds of liens in counties where the employer didn't own any property, which meant that the liens had no value. And you know, the report that came out today found that a number of these collection issues have gotten better, but there's still a lot of problems, including this one of filing liens against employers in counties where they don't own property.
So basically, a lot of wasted time and effort in that respect. And then this computer system called MIDAS, the Michigan Integrated Data Automated System, went online in 2013. What was the idea? Get a computer to do what a salary drawing person was doing?
A large number of salary-drawing people actually lost their jobs when MIDAS came online. And Cindy, interestingly, it came on in 2013 on the benefit side for the workers. It actually came on a year earlier than that in this area that we're talking about. It actually handles both areas. So as early as 2012, it was involved in keeping track of what employers were paying required taxes. But starting in 2013, it started handling the benefit side, and it's a little hard to say how much of the blame you put on the system and how much you put on the state for basically using it without human supervision, which is what the state basically admitted they did between 20,000 and some, and possibly as many as 50,000 people being wrongly accused of fraud.
As you point out in your piece in the Free Press, to top it off, people are falsely accused of fraud. And Michigan has a 400% fraud penalty, so that's the highest in the nation.
Correct. So you actually have people that collected unemployment insurance for a short period of time. The most you can actually get it in Michigan is for 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Never notified that they had any problems with their claim. In some cases, the unemployment insurance agency notified them through the online system that they used to collect their benefits. Well, once you've stopped collecting, why would you ever go back to that web page to see if you've got any messages from the state agency? And then the first they find out there's any problem at all in many cases is when they're perhaps are back working now, they're waiting for their unemployment or for their income tax refund. It doesn't come. They wonder why. And they eventually find out from the IRS that the state of Michigan has seized their income tax refund for penalties and unemployment insurance benefits that the state was falsely claiming that they never should have received.
Paul, is anyone in Lansing working to help people wrongly forced to pay the state back money and penalties?
Well, they've given a new toll-free number that people can call again, and this has been one of the issues raised in the audits. You can't get a live person on the phone, even on this new number that's intended to help these people. you have to call and leave your name, your phone number, and a case number, and somebody is supposed to call you back within 48 hours. As you mentioned, they've reassigned the director. She was replaced last week, although she's still got a job doing special projects. And they say they're doing a top-to-bottom review of the agency. The changes are certainly not happening at a dog year's pace, as is a term that the governor sometimes likes to use.
We should actually add the governor just signed a bill dipping into the unemployment insurance contingent fund to help balance the budget to the tune of $10 million.
That's true. At the same time, he also did sign a law that will prevent the agency from ever again accusing somebody of fraud without having a real person review the computer's findings. So I guess that is one bright spot in terms of the new laws.
Paul, have you heard anyone talking about making the vendor who supplied that computer system that did such a bad job liable for repaying these people?
That's an interesting issue, and again, we get back to this question of, you know, to what extent is the system faulty, and to what extent is it the way the state used it? This is a Colorado company. One of the things that I'm told is that the system was put online very quickly, and that some of the support staff was sent packing sooner than some of the employees felt that they should be, and that people weren't familiar enough with how the system worked. I think that's a whole area that I certainly want to explore a lot further. To what extent is this a system problem with the software itself, and to what extent was it more a case of this thing being rushed in and the system not being used properly in terms of having enough human supervision?
Paul Egan, Detroit Free Press, always great to talk with you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's turn now to Royal Oak attorney Jennifer Lord. She's filed the class action lawsuit on behalf of those falsely accused of unemployment fraud. Jennifer, where does the suit stand right now?
We are currently pending in the Michigan Court of Appeals. We're waiting a date for oral argument, and we expect that to happen any day.
Now, as we heard from reporter Paul Egan, the problems with Midas, this computer system falsely accusing people of fraud, may go back as far as 2007. He said up to 50,000 people could be affected, but the statute of limitations limits who can be part of the suit?
That's true. One of the things that we learned when we instituted the case is that when Midas went online in 2013, it started doing a six-year look back or a six-year audit. So an individual who collected unemployment benefits in 2007, a decade ago, would have just a routine audit run. And then again, remember, this Midas system is just so over-selective that if it picked up any discrepancy between what an employer reported and what an employee reported, it would automatically tag those claims as fraudulent. And if you think about it, that's one of the really, really big problems in this case, is that back in 2007, think of the number of people that have moved. There's just so many ways that Midas has gone wrong and failed the workers of the state of Michigan.
And I think about the depths of the recession, and people were so desperate at that time.
They were desperate then, but when you think about it, anyone who files for unemployment is desperate. And we have heard such heartbreaking stories from the plaintiffs that call us. People have lost their homes. They've pled guilty to crimes because the UIA is going after them for criminal fraud and will step in at the last second and say, hey, we'll cut you a deal. Plead guilty to a misdemeanor. You don't have to pay the quadruple penalty anymore. Just pay us back what we paid you in unemployment benefits. And this is someone who didn't do anything wrong who is pleading guilty to a crime. There's a whole other category of people out there who just were deathly afraid when they started receiving these massive, massive communications from the UIA. Mm. And all the communications include this threat to prosecute them for both a misdemeanor and a felony. And thousands of people have just gone and paid back the money the state says they owe them because they were afraid. And we now know that the state admits it was wrong 94% of the time.
Yet the state is still fighting your suit.
They're still fighting it. They have a whole team of attorneys just fighting it tooth and nail, taking us all the way up to the Court of Appeals. And that is just very common when you litigate against the state of Michigan. It's delay, delay, delay. And I think what needs to be done here is the opposite. It's time for the agency to open up and become truly transparent. Let's let the people, let's let the workers who rely on this, let's let the taxpayers whose money also goes to fund unemployment benefits, let's let them know what is going on here and how the state really is, if it is, working to fix this problem.
That statute of limitations is such an issue because anyone who had money seized from then on September 9th, 2012 or later can be part of it. But if it was back as far as 2007, are those folks truly out of luck?
Well, our legal team is brainstorming this, and we just have so many dedicated attorneys who have been doing this for years without charging anybody. The Sugar Law Center, the University of Michigan Unemployment Project, everyone has just really pulled together to try and help this 50,000-plus victims who've been wrongly accused of a crime. And we're going to do everything we can to help everyone in that class. For a variety of reasons, this particular lawsuit had to be brought in the Michigan Court of Claims. And the Michigan Court of Claims has a very specific statute of limitations. So as far as we could go back was September 9 of 2012. But we are certainly looking for ways to help everyone and, frankly, just imploring the state to do the right thing by these people. They admit they're wrong. Pay them back. And pay them back 100% of what they took, because that's another thing that we're getting a lot of calls about, is that in the few instances where people are getting their money back, they're not getting everything that was seized. You know, maybe $8,000 was seized from someone's tax returns over a couple-year period of time, and they're getting a check for $5,200. This is, again, where we need a level of transparency. What's happening with the portion of the money that's not being refunded?
Attorney Jennifer Lord, we have lots to talk about. We will keep monitoring this with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Up next, the new Speaker of Michigan's House. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.